Blog Talk Radio.
It's Thursday evening. You've got nothing better to do. You're listening to Mancini Productions, and I'm John Guy,
and
we're doing... There's Peg. There she is. And we're doing the show Eat Me. Tonight, we are minus our beloved sidekick, Eli. He's getting married as we are speaking. 8 o'clock Indiana time. Peg, I don't even know how to say anything about, you know, he comes up with such great excuses, doesn't he?
I know, and this one looks serious. He even sent the picture, the wedding picture.
Yeah, he sent a picture as if, you know, I mean, the dog ate my homework. This is one of those, I know, Ferris Bueller comes to mind. Okay, he's just ducking out. But for those of you who are listening, both of you, our number in LA is 347-205-9631. Either text us, give us some fodder to work with, or better yet, just give us a call. We're going to be talking about pizza tonight. Now, let's face it. Everybody loves pizza. If you're an American, come on. You know, Domino's is your second best friend. We love pizza. Now, I personally, I'm an Italian sausage kind of guy. Pepperoni's okay, but it's not my my number one choice. Peggy, how do you like your pizzas?
I like all kinds of pizza. I looked up some things about pizza for you, but first we have Randy from Norman, Oklahoma, who said something about pasta and Peg, and he must have been thinking about pizza and Peg, right? And he says,
pizza and Peg, yeah, that goes okay. And this was who, Randy?
Yeah, Randy from Norman, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Right.
I'm wondering, maybe Randy will write back and let us know what his most disastrous pizza was, because
we have 124 listeners. Nicole,
no way.
From Denver, California, says hi, John.
124
Canadian bacon and anchovies.
We maybe had two. Oh, I'll be darned. Huh.
Wow.
Well, I went to France once, and I know that's a bizarre way to start any kind of segue, but I ordered a pizza in the south of France, and the village that I was in, they put a runny, over easy eggs on the pizza. That was tradition. That's how you got your pizza, with a runny egg on it.
There's
and
all kinds of interesting ways to make pizza.
Did you, if for those of you who really want a stomach turning, I recommend going to our Facebook page, Eat Me, and take a look at that picture, because that's a pizza that has sliced bananas on top as a topping.
Yeah.
Now,
there's one of the places that you're familiar with is Bisbee, Arizona, right, John?
Absolutely.
So that's one of your haunting grounds, kind of like. Well, there's a place there. They make screaming banshee pizza. Have you ever heard of that?
I have not.
Spicy Mother Pizza is the name of it. And it has like hot buffalo wings, diced celery, anything that you eat with buffalo wings, I guess. And then there's dressing on top of it with ranch dressing. And
ranch?
Ranch, I guess.
Well, okay.
Anyway, it's quite the pizza. I figured you might have tried it there.
Screaming Banshee Pizza in Bisbee, Arizona. They don't even have a web. Oh, wait a minute. That's on Tombstone. They don't even have a website, for the love of God, but that does sound awfully interesting. Huh.
Oh, we have callers, too. We're up to 143 now. And Sam from Pennsylvania says Philly has the best pie. You come here and I'll buy lots of pepperoni. It's the water. West Coast pizza sucks. Lots of sushi. I don't know exactly what that means.
I had a pizza for lunch.
Did you?
I ordered a pizza, and I go the thin crust, Italian sausage, black olives, and mushrooms, and it did the job for lunchtime. You can have I don't like deep dish. It's too much for me.
A lot of bread, isn't it?
There is.
Speak, my dog Sydney, the red heeler, who loves pizza, who has her own pizza eating technique. She's fond of pepperoni pizza too, and she's chewing on a little piece of pizza, which she takes it and hides it somewhere and lets it cure a couple days before she eats it, which is kind of an interesting technique, except when she hides it in your bed, in which it's not that fun. But.
Oh, it's she only eats aged pizza?
She eats regular things, but she likes pizza. Pizza is her special treat. So when
and she likes it. She likes it aged. Where, you know, it spends a couple of days just sort of.
She might even take it outside to let it age, but sometimes I find it like under a shoe or, you know, any place around the house. She eats a little bit, but she remembers exactly where she put it, so she knows.
Yeah.
Where, so nobody else gets it from her.
You know, right about now, Eli's getting married.
I know.
Which brings up one of my all-time favorite baseball promotions that I really haven't done yet, but I want to. And that is, what the hell were you thinking, Knight? And I was going to have someone get married on the baseball field. It was going to be a salute to bad decisions that we've all made in our lives, but I think this is probably going to be a, if not a good decision for Mr. Eli, a lasting one. How's that?
Well, he did say that he's having hip surgery tomorrow, hip replacement surgery. So he wanted to get a honeymoon.
He's got a busy week ahead of him, doesn't he?
He does. Oh, we got more college stuff, so let me feed that to you here. Jim from Stone Mountain, Georgia.
Oh, that's Deliverance country.
And delivers it in nude to me after 10 p.m., pepperoni and the princess. Huh, for him. Go, Jim. That's kind of interesting.
So there's a naked delivery lady involved in this story?
It's his girlfriend, which makes it even
better. Let's hope so.
Seymour from Oregon says, that clown in Philadelphia bashing the U.S., bashing us West Coast guys. At least our women look better eating that sushi. Just give me my black olives and sausage. And we're up to 168 listeners.
I'll be doggone. I don't know. I mean, there are all different kinds of pizza. There's your deep dish. There's your stuffed crust. There's, you know, all this stuff. It comes down to this. Pizza only has three ingredients, if you think about it. The crust, the sauce, and the cheese. That's it. Everything else is an add-on.
There is a $2,000 pizza that has 24-karat gold flakes on it. It's in New York City, 24-karat pizza industry kitchen, New York City. So they have truffles, cheese, caviar, and gold flakes sprinkled on the pizza for $2,000. Which is kind of pricey for pizza. I mean, even the tip on
It is, but, you know, then you look at the Atlanta Braves and their $155 hamburgers. I don't know. Huh.
Seems like a trend.
Well, you eat the gold flakes, I'm assuming, right?
Gold is supposed to be kind of a cool thing to eat now, I guess.
We got another.
Yeah. You know, like there's, well, if you want a drink, there's Goldschlager. And there's those, the hamburgers that you were talking about. And Caroline from Denton, Texas says, love this show. Producer keeps smoking. Sounds like Joe Cocker answering the calls. Congrats to Eli. I might have to get in the new pizza delivery biz. Got 36 double D. I'm sure I can make some great tips. And now our number's up to 193. Wow.
And that's, I don't even know how to respond to the last text. That's, she actually loves the show. My God, if she loves it that much, Peggy, I dare her to call and talk to the Joe Cocker, who is our producer, Mark Mancini, and we'll put her on the air. We'll talk to her.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, why not? So, give us a call at 347-205-9631, and we'll talk. And we can talk about bad things because, again, there's not much to screw up if you think about it, and yet people do all the time.
Well,
I had a friend of mine in Arizona City, Arizona, who was telling me that he actually had squid on a pizza.
You can get a whole lobster on a pizza. It's amazing how many different kinds of things. There's Korean pizza that you get.
Is the lobster alive or dead?
Oh, I think he's dead. Ooh, a live squid. I don't know. That's, I don't know. Have you seen My Teacher, the Octopus, that documentary on Netflix? After seeing that,
yes.
I don't want to eat it looks like a squid or octopus or anything like that.
Well,
it's scary.
I have also seen online pizza buffets for weddings. A wedding
perfect.
pizza buffet. And I'm thinking that'd work. Don't you think?
I went to a wedding where they had pizza trucks. Instead of having a dinner, they had like four different pizza trucks making all kinds of different pizzas for everybody. And they loved it. Everybody loved it. It was great.
Well, now, you're from Minnesota originally, which...
Yes.
It's either one of our states or Canada's. I don't know. But anyway, Minnesota, do you guys have lutefisk on your pizzas or smelt or what?
You know, a lot of us really can't quite stomach lutefisk on anything. But if you were ever going to find lutefisk anywhere, it would probably be in Minnesota. That's
it probably
true.
Would. A smelt pizza.
Smelt, yeah. Or walleye
that would
pizza.
That'd be interesting. But I also picture Minnesotans eating their pizza with smoked fish on it.
That's probably very likely.
Yeah,
like
Minnesota
fish.
Likes their smoked fish. Now, Indiana, I don't know what Eli eats as far as pizza there, but that takes us back to West Virginia, where you have, what, possum pizza? You could.
Could.
Boy, that'd be an...
California. Hey, John, anybody wanting to show their breasts like that must work in a topless bar. I've seen enough of that, like those idiots paying $150 for a Big Mac in Atlanta.
Yeah, that's the thing. Pizza is the people's food. I mean, come on, you can go down to Little Caesars and, what, get a pizza for $5?
Yeah,
or you can actually buy it by the slice for a couple of bucks. You know, I mean, anybody can afford and enjoy pizza. But
We got another caller.
There,
Frank.
A caller.
Rhode Island. Any pizza delivery women coming here, John? We can use some from the south and west. Out here, these women look like sumo wrestlers. Huh.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of tough, Frank.
Yeah. The pizza that I got at lunch was delivered, and it appeared that it was a trucker that delivered my pizza, which was kind of odd, and the trucker swore. So I don't know. Go figure. But, you know, here in the Southwest, well, we do pizzas with half chilies on them, and nobody raises an eye. Nobody. We love to have green chilies on pizza. Bananas, not so much. What's the weirdest pizza you've ever had, Peg?
I haven't tried this, but this one is from Lady Zaza Pizzeria Lola in Minneapolis. And it's a Korean pizza that they have kimchi, Korean sausage,
yep.
Serrano peppers, scallion, sesame, and a soy chili glaze. It's so good.
Well, it sounds good. It does. Here's the problems. There are two. Number one, it sounds hotter than hell with kimchi going on. And number two, it may go down wonderfully, but I'm telling you now, it's going to hurt coming out. No, it will. I'm telling you that can't possibly exit the human body well. Kimchi and peppers and I mean that's gotta hurt.
Yeah, it seems like you can put almost anything on pizza. Like
you
in Brazil,
can.
They put peas on pizza, like peas and sweet peas, you know, and hearts of palm and hard-boiled eggs and olives and Brazilian sausage.
Now, you're from a small town in Minnesota originally, correct?
Yes, I am.
We'll just make up a name so that we don't give away too much information. But anyway, Benson, Minnesota, I'm assuming has a pizza joint, right?
It's been a long time since I've lived there, so yeah. There is a pizza place. In fact, it was one of the most popular places to go because there are only like 3 or 4 restaurants in the whole town at that time.
Yeah. And then I found that pizza joint in West Virginia that was named Wrong Turn Pizza. You can look it up, Google it, Wrong Turn Pizza. That's kind of foreboding. I'm not sure I want to go to any restaurant that labels itself a wrong turn, but I don't know.
There's
I
another
know.
One.
What?
That has the peanut butter pizza that's
what?
Packed with provolone, a mozzarella, and then bacon. So peanut butter, bacon, provolone pizza, and that's in at Skippy's Dare. Randy's Worcester Street Pizza in Manchester, Connecticut. Looks like they put corn on it, too.
My wife would actually try that. That one is odd, absolutely, but she loves her peanut butter. Huh.
Yeah, peanut butter.
I'd go for that one, yeah. It goes together, the peanut butter, the bacon, it does. Now, what about breakfast pizzas?
Oh, that's an idea. Well, there you go with your runny egg in Paris.
Well, no, not
the
runny egg. You got to have them scrambled at that point. You can go to Wally World, Walmart, and buy a breakfast pizza. They have them in the frozen aisle 13. The frozen section, but a breakfast pizza isn't all that horrifying either. It's
kind of like a piece of bread that you can put anything on top of, sort of.
Yeah, I mean, it's like scrambled eggs on toast. I don't know. Peanut but no jelly. Could you do a peanut butter and jelly pizza?
I bet you could.
Well,
also,
here's a question. Okay. I don't know what the last meal was, but Arizona, we had an execution at the state prison yesterday, and it begs the question, if you're going to order a pizza for your last meal, what kind of pizza would you order? I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. We have recreational marijuana, you would think, because you can get marijuana-infused popcorn, soda, ice cream, you name it.
Really?
Oh, out here in Arizona, absolutely. We're like Colorado and California. We take our marijuana seriously, but I've never heard at this point of basically a pot pizza. And that would be
you could
stuff the crust.
Bro. Yeah.
You know,
wow.
I mean, I'm sitting here looking at my jar of sour watermelon gummies that are infused. Why can't we infuse a pizza, for God's sakes?
Well, back in the day, there were brownies. I'm sure you could.
Yeah.
Now, if you put
marijuana on a pizza, would you want the marinara sauce or the Alfredo sauce? Let's ask our listeners. Chime in, people. Come on. And
256.
I've seen how many?
256. Now 289. Wow.
That can't possibly. It's got to be a wrong number or something. Are we telemarketers? I don't think so. We have 289 listeners.
289 listeners, and we only have 3 minutes to go, according to Mark. Wow.
I know we do.
Yeah. We're listening to us.
289. Somebody tell their friend. Let's hit 290 plus. Come on, people. Grab yourself, because once this show is over, let's be honest, some of you are going to grab a pizza.
Right.
So I've seen peaches on a pizza. I like Hawaiian pizza. Huh.
Do you like pineapple on your pizza? That's supposed to be one of the most controversial ingredients, pineapple.
Yes, I understand. And I like pineapple on most anything. But we need to start wrapping this puppy up, I suppose. Our best wishes to Eli on his wedding to Miss Stacy.
Yes, he did.
That's her name, right?
A big piece of pie. That's the more.
Okay.
Yep.
And then he has surgery tomorrow.
Yeah.
Married today, surgery tomorrow. That's a damn good excuse, I've got to say. Ferris Bueller, I don't think, could top that one.
Right.
As far as missing the show goes, we miss Eli, and we'll see him hopefully next week, although he's going to have a new hip and a new wife. So maybe we can include her on this show.
Good. He said we could. Maybe next week we can meet Stacy. That would be awesome.
It would be great to meet Stacy. I mean, you know, and again, what the hell was she thinking? We know Eli, and he's a fixer upper. There's no doubt about it. Hey. Yeah.
Hey, 305. We got Jerry from Las Cruces, who said he loves Alfredo jumbo ravioli. Can Peg deliver? Sorry, Las Cruces is a long way from Sarasota, Florida. But
it is.
And I don't really deliver anyway. But and Bill from Spokane, Washington, maybe has advice for Eli. It says, I've been married 4 times, no interest in getting married anytime soon. The last woman left me with bills in an old car. Sorry, Bill. And our number's up to 305.
That's going to wrap up this Thursday night's edition of Eat Me. And hopefully, Eli, good luck. We'll see you next week, and we'll see all of our listeners. Right, Peggy?
That sounds good. Miss
okay. I'm John Guy.
I'm Peg Palmer.
And until next Thursday, stay strong, eat well, and for the love of God, have a pizza on us. Bye-bye now.
Bye.